This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Edwards. The U.S. military is conducting what some officers describe as cleanup missions inside Afghanistan. Officers in the aircraft carrier Enterprise say American planes have struck almost everything on their initial target list, and now they're returning for restrikes. At daylight this morning, witnesses said U.S. fighters struck targets outside the city of Kabul, near the airport and a military base. At least one U.S. plane bombed a target outside the city of Jalalabad. NPR's Steve Inskeep is at the Pentagon. Steve, we're into week two. How do military officials say the offensive is going?
Well, military officials, Bob, say that they are hitting their targets. A couple of times during the first week, we heard officials here at the Pentagon claim that they were hitting about 85% of their targets, succeeding in damaging or destroying about 85% of them. And there is some evidence from the ground to support that. We're hearing reports of less and less anti-aircraft fire directed at U.S. planes, which would suggest either that the Taliban government has decided to hold its fire somewhat, or that they're just having they have fewer weapons, fewer missiles, fewer guns, and fewer radars to direct them. At the same time, though, Bob, officials are acknowledging that this is a much larger campaign. If they could win this war simply by bombing targets, the war would easily be won. But officials here have said all along that's just the beginning of it.
The U.S. has been working with the main opposition group in Afghanistan, the Northern Alliance, but their troops don't seem to be advancing.
That's right, and U.S. officials don't seem too displeased with that. The U.S. has been very careful to characterize its cooperation with the Northern Alliance as rather limited. They've said they are not carefully coordinating airstrikes with any activities that the Northern Alliance may be conducting on the ground. And there are a number of reasons for that, one of them being that assuming the Taliban goes from power in Afghanistan, the United States does not want continued chaos on the ground there. They do not want continued ethnic conflict, and it's not clear if the Northern Alliance alone could form a broad-based government that would represent the entirety of the Afghan populace and be able to bring peace to the country. As of the weekend, we don't know precisely what's going on today, but as of the weekend, military sources were telling us that there still had been no strikes against frontline Taliban troops, those directly opposite the Northern Alliance troops. And so at this point, the Northern Alliance has pretty much stayed in place, and they've given few indications they want to move forward. They're about 25 miles from the capital of Kabul, but they've begun no offensive yet.
Over the weekend, some reporters got a look at a village where, according to the Taliban, U.S. bombing killed 200 civilians. How's the military responding to that?
Publicly so far, not at all. Privately, U.S. officials are saying that there may have been something that went wrong in that village east of Kabul and west of Jalalabad, but they're saying it's not necessarily the United States' fault. U.S. officials are saying that they struck a Taliban or Al-Qaeda target very near that village, and that after the bombs accurately struck that target, there were huge, huge secondary explosions that went on for 3.5 hours. But U.S. officials have yet to publicly make a case or publicly offer evidence that that may have been what killed civilians. And the U.S. has, however, quickly claimed responsibility and regret for a misdirected bomb outside the Kabul airport. They missed a target by a mile there, struck a residential area, killed several people, and the U.S. very quickly there, within 24 hours or so, immediately issued a statement of regret.
How important is public relations in this war?
Well, as we see from that example, very important, and it's going to become more and more important, Bob. The U.S. has been very careful to be delicate in the way it has treated its allies. It knows that many of its allies, such as Pakistan, have political challenges here. The U.S. has said very little about precisely where its troops are, what those troops are doing, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has made it clear that that is for diplomatic reasons as well as for military reasons. The U.S. is thinking about the way that this conflict might end, and they're realizing that they need a broader solution. That's one reason that Secretary of State Colin Powell is in the region today, trying to make sure that there are no difficulties between two U.S. allies in this fight, India and Pakistan.
NPR's Steve Inskeep at the Pentagon.